Homeward Bound, April 24. Share what you receive. God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. To repenting sinners, God is ever ready to show His mercy and truth. He is ready to bestow upon them forgiveness and love, and He requires that those who have been blessed by His compassion shall reveal the same mercy and love toward others, for this is doing the works of Christ. This is keeping the commandments of God. Those who show true gratitude glorify God by loving Him supremely and their neighbors as themselves. They manifest the fact that they have received not the Spirit which is of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. By an experimental knowledge, they know what are the good things freely given them of God, for they are illuminated by the Holy Spirit. They work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it is God who worketh in them to will and to do of His good pleasure. Christ abides in the soul of the believer, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. When we look upon ourselves as the purchased possession of Christ, we shall more clearly realize our need of His constant presence in order that we may represent Him by manifesting sympathy and love to all who are brought within the sphere of our influence. Our life is charged with solemn responsibilities, and it is only when we are fully consecrated to God, only when He cleanses us and puts His own life and spirit upon us, that we can rightly represent Him to others. Our accountability extends to our thoughts, words, and acts, as well as to our larger transactions among our fellow men. In order to fulfill the law, we are to carry out the golden rule and do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Our influence must be sanctified by the Holy Spirit of God if it is to be a blessing to humanity. We are not to be anxious as to what we will do for weeks or months or years ahead, for the future does not belong to us. One day alone is ours, and during this day we are to live for God, beautify our characters by faith in the righteousness of Christ. This one day we are to place in the hands of Christ in solemn service, in all our purposes and plans to be guided by Him. This one day we are to do unto others exactly as we wish them to do unto us. We are to be ready to speak kind words from hearts full of sympathy and love. Signs of the Times, July 11, 1892.